speakers. Nah, lightning doesn't strike twice. And that's my minute of news. KSL News Time 540 Emergency Triple Team Traffic begins with our Ricky Meese.
Your first emergency traffic problem is in the heart of the valley, southbound I-15 with an accident that's been blocking a left and a right lane of traffic right before the I-80-201 interchange. It is causing stop-and-go delays back to 6 North. More southbound I-15 slowdowns wait for you from 4500 South to 90th. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow, Draper to Sandy and the West Belt slowdowns as you're going between I-80 down to Taylorsville. Michelle Rowe?
Continuing with emergency traffic, we have a new crash southbound I-15 prior to Center Street in Provo. The right two lanes are blocked. Emergency crews are on the scene. Traffic is able to get around it and make that exit if they're trying to get off, but you can expect major delays backing up through that area. I-15 southbound from Bluffdale down through Lehigh is also heavy and slow, and Redwood Road is looking slow from Camp Williams down to Highway 73. Mark?
Legacy Parkway is very slow right now. One stretch about 5th South West Bountiful is heavy, sluggish, and slow out of downtown on I-15 northbound to the North Interchange. Then between Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall, very heavy Davis County delays, overflowing up to Fruit Heights on Highway 89. And stay away from 1900 West, 5400 South in Roy. That stretch is closed. EDOT Construction Alert, Bangor Highway will close this weekend between 47th South, 54th South from Friday at 9 p.m. to Monday morning while crews relocate Jordan Valley Aqueduct. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9. So Kevin Eubank is sweating in the weather center.
It's been a warm